Okay, what I what we did last week is basically we learned the rule, the two rules. The rule that somebody has nifsal me'achilas kelev is totally mutter, unless you rach shavei, unless you take it l'shem achila. And we also learned the rule of sivdalid, that chametz b'taruvais, that if chametz is mixed into a mixture, and the chametz is less derived, you don't even need this samayachilas adam. All you need is this samayachilas. You don't even need this samayachilas kelev. It's enough to be nif samayachilas adam. Now, this week, this letter came to my attention, which clearly was written to tell people that they don't need Rabbi Blumenkranz's book. I mean, that's clearly what the intention of the letter is. What?
You've been saying that for years.
I've been saying it for years. Well,
the Chicago Rabbinical
Well, it's not a piece of paper. It's also different. What? We'll have later. Thank you very much.
What's the reasoning?
What's the reason? The reasoning is that it's not virtually everything is not usur anyway, except I mentioned to you last week the liquid medication that has denatured alcohol is a problem, which is if it does, it's not an alcohol free, then it could be a problem, and flavored things that have in it flavoring that could come from chametz, if there's such a metzius, that would also be usur. But rife pills that people take, the hard pills, are mutter, even if you know for sure there's chametz in them. And if you look at number one, all pill medication that one swallows is permitted without special hashgacha. That one swallows, it doesn't mean if it's a tasty thing and you just swallow it, it's mutter. That's not what he's talking about. He means that if it's made to swallow whole, it's a bitter pill. So that's mutter without special hashgacha, and there's no reason to question that, because these pills are not ro'eh l'achila, they're not ro'eh l'achilas kelev, they're like a piece of wood, they're worse, they're bitter, and therefore they don't need any pesach hashgacha. What the second and third thing our medicines say are the two exceptions: chewable pills. Now they write if it has kidneys, it's permitted, because kidneys are mutter for a chayla. Obviously, if it's available with or without kidneys, it would be better. I don't know why they write all chewable pills that have kidneys are permitted. If the rule is that if something is available without the kidneys, so then you're supposed to go without the kidneys. If it's available only with the kidneys, then it's mutter.
How far do you have to go?
Now? Okay, I'm not sure how far you have to go. Usually, as a practical matter, it's not that much of an issue. If the chewable pills have chametz and no substitute is available, you should ask a rav. Again, if it'll be ro'eh l'achilas adam, it's a problem, or if it's rife chametz, it's a problem. I don't think there are any pills that are rife chametz, at least the typical medicine pills. Well, the third is the liquid medications, which could have a problem with alcohol, and that's the second exception. So it's basically the list. What? You don't even need chashparayshe, because you have to remember that medicine, some that's darei lachilas kelev, you could eat even if you're not a chayla. Some that's darei lachilas kelev, a person might eat. The only thing is that there's a concept of achshavei. That if a person says, you know, I like it, I'm going to eat it anyway, so then it's achshavei, and it's achshavei, so that itself makes it back into an eichel. So anytime a person is taking it for medicine, so that was Ramesh's Truva and the Chazaynish and the Ksav Sefer, all three said, there's no Akshavei if you're taking it for medicinal purposes. And in Mela, there's no problem. So I got a call this week from a pharmacist who has a book of medications. He's very busy, Erev Pesach, answering everyone, looking it up, and he's got like three books so that he can find every medication somewhere. He says, wow, I want to make copies of this letter and stick it into everybody's medicine that I send them. So I told him that, you know, everybody's going to have their rav, and whatever their rav tells them, they're going to do. But as far as the medicines is concerned, whatever it says here is 100% is 100% true, except I would say that if the kidney is, if it's available without kidneys, that a person should go without kidneys. And the only thing is, I would have a kasha on this, why they write this dafka about medicine. There are a lot of products, I told you, that the way we give a hechsher is also more than what halacha requires. It's the way we give hechsherim, if there'd be a mashu of chametz, we wouldn't give a hechsher on something, even though a mashu of chametz is bottled before Pesach. So really, the whole the fact that this letter says about medication, you know, a person has to wonder, of all the chumris that Klal Yisrael started over the Dairis, if there wasn't such a letter, you know, when they started with kidneys, some Rav wrote a letter, some Rav Anam wrote a letter, the kidney is not awesome. And each chumra as it came. So, I don't know. I don't think I think the ladies are going to pass in like Rabbi Bulman Kranz's book, and not like this letter, but this letter, as far as the medication is concerned, is true. Over the last few years, I started telling people, and they call me about medication, it's just saying, that's good. Instead of telling them it's good, despite the fact that it might have something in it, because they're asking me, they're asking me. Now, the second after cosmetics and toiletries is interesting. They say all varieties of soap, shampoo, and stick deodorants are permitted for use regardless of its ingredients. It's an interesting din. Obviously, if it's not roi l'achila, it's obviously mutter. It's an interesting din. If you take out no one found the copies?
I did.
Oh, you did? Good. If you look at Siftes, Siftes is almost redundant for what we had, except that obviously they had something new. And it's the next page, a page after all we're up to. Siftes says chametz and this apish kaidim zmani surai. What? You don't have siftes? What? It stops. Ses and tes on the same page.
Hey,
ses and
hey.
Can't win. Yeah, I hope you have tes. Tell you what it says. I'll read tes to you. It's a very easy sif because most of it we had. Chametz and this apish kaidim zmani surai. And this only achilas kalas. It's mutter, right? That we had already. Oish is sarfei beish, kaidim zmanai, v'nichrech, hachein aroi lachilas kelev. Also mutter. Oi, now listen to this, sheyichtei li yeshiva, v'tach oisei betit. Somebody took a block of dough, and he smeared it with tit all around, and it's not only dough, if he took a big piece of, a big challah, which you get the challah, and he smeared it with tit all around, mutter l'kaimin, he's using it as a seat. You're allowed to have it on Pesach. Even though if you cut it open, there's going to be a piece of good, delicious chametz inside. If it's tachos betit, if you did a maisa to designate it as a chair, mutter l'kaimin be Pesach. You're allowed to use it on Pesach because it loses its shame chametz. Now, could may very well be that the painted macaronis they have on the arts and crafts would be the same din, even though very few people are going to want to have it on their refrigerator on Pesach, a piece of macaroni or a piece of Cheerio. But if it's shellacked in a way that's not normal to eat it, perhaps it would be the same thing. And what they do like nowadays, what would somebody use it for? What? A decoration. Now, if it's made to look like bread, I don't know that it would be true. But certainly if it's made to be something else that it would be mutter. Okay, one second. And later, Dennis, if you're to the Yoishahum of Vushal, the Sheikh Asairi Mutter list of, I mentioned to you once when we had a list of things that was mutter, is that ink. If you have ink, even if it's made out of a chametz sticker thing, once it's an ink, it loses its Shem Oichel. So what they're saying here is that the soap, shampoos, and deodorants, they're assuming it's not roi l'achilas kelev, they're certainly mutter. But it may be that once it's already mixed with other ingredients, even if it's roi l'achilas kelev, it's not made as a midi d'achila, that's mutter. Now, they do leave out here the mouthwash, which they don't list. It says all types of ointments and creams, nail polish, hand lotion, eyeshadow, eyeliner, mascara, blush, foot and face powder, ink and paint may be used regardless of its ingredients. So the ink is a machaber. It's a machaber in Sifyur that ink, even if you know for sure it's cooked with the Devash Sairim, is mutter. Colognes, perfumes, hairspray, shaving lotion, deodorants that have restorable denatured alcohol should not be used. All right, restorable denatured alcohol, how are you going to know what it is? We just going to be machmir on all things that have alcohol. Many of the products say alcohol free on them, and those don't have the problem. Last thing, lipsticks that contain chametz should not be used. It's like to be maskim to a chumra at the end. They stuck in the lipstick should not be used. But
the deodorants have
what?
The first ones, the deodorants which don't have stick deodorants, which don't have no smell. Right?
What does it say there?
The first one says stick deodorants
are permitted for use on Pesach, doesn't it?
The other one says deodorants.
That's liquid. No, because solid deodorants don't have alcohol. I mean the spray, the liquid deodorants. Most of the liquid deodorants don't have a problem. It's the shchiach
the brain.
So this what?
None of the ointments have alcohol.
No, alcohol is only in liquids. It's not an ingredient in the medicine. It's only something that holds it together. Well, with chayshish, that it may be a grand alcohol, and that's why. Yeah. Some shampoos have wheat. I mean, they write. What did I write about shampoo? All varieties of body soaps and shampoos. Again, shampoo, if it's not Roy Lachilas Kelev, there's no question. It probably is not Roy Lachilas Kelev. But anytime it's a miyut in the ingredients, all you need is any Roy Lachilas Adam. So Vaita, you have no problem. So everything it says here is, I think, is true. I don't think anybody can argue that it's true lahalacha. Everything that it says here, what people will argue is only the following, that lemaisa, the foods we eat, we do a lot more than it says here. On the right, the foods are royal achila, but chametz, which is bottled before Pesach and Mashahu, which is 100% mutter al pi din, certainly for B'nai Ashkenaz, we're machmir on. So if we're machmir, so people consider it a Pesach tichul chumra to be machmir on the medications. It's hard to say, you know. It's hard to come up with new chumras and stuff like
that. On a miyut, that only has to be not roy lachila. My question just says, makabu is yelled that even if it has chametz, it's not as far as the wheat. That's the same thing.
But
theoretically, you could
eat
it,
no,
just because it's not
made. In the case of the DI, I don't know. Is that true? Even if it's rive, I don't think so. No, because if it would be rive chametz, then it would be usher anyway because of miyut chametz. If it's designated to be something else, I think so. I think it would be okay also. Okay. Okay, I hear. What's the definition of Roy Lachilas Adam? Achilas Hanos HaGarayim. It means that there's a person will have a benefit from swallowing it.
What about a benefit in terms of satisfying the appetite? It's like a medicine that you take a little pill, and it'll have a benefit for
what
you're swallowing. You're not going to fill you in a
damaged
form.
I think it means it'll be eaten as a Michael. The truth is, if someone puts wood in his stomach, he'll have a full sense of being satisfied too.
It's
true.
A pill is a tiny little
the quantity is not the mat here. It has to be a michael. It has to be something that a person would eat to have satisfaction from. Yes. Toothpaste. What? Toothpaste is Reilach Hilas Adam, and it should be kosher. Are there any toothpaste that have chametz in them? No. Are there toothpaste that have kidneys in them? Yeah. So the ones that have kidneys are the ones that a person should avoid. The same thing is true with the mouthwash. I mean, most mouthwash are alcohol free these days. Right, there's one other issue, which is tzif heis. You still have it in your photostats. What? Glycerin. Glycerin is not a chametz issue, it's a treifus issue. Glycerin is made from fat, which can be made from animal fat or vegetable fat. Rive glycerin in the United States today is treif, and that's why those mouthwashes that have glycerin, probably most of them, have glycerin are Treif. Now, that includes most of the popular brands. If you look at the brand you have at home, odds are the Scope, I think, Scope has glycerin in it. What? Listerine doesn't have. Because glycerin is sweet. It has to, it's something which has a better taste. Now, these things are definitely Treif. The question is, if something is Treif, it's really apidin, only us about nas hagorin, not in the throat. Mouthwash is used in the mouth, not in the throat. And that's the reason that many people are makel to use these mouthwashes. Of course, the fact that glycerin is not vade treif, there is some glycerin from vegetables sources, so therefore people are makel. It certainly is a maila to be machmir to buy only kosher mouthwash and kosher toothpaste. It's a maila, but it's not mikra adin. Mikra adin, something that's treif, not put in your mouth either. It's a gzeri, you'll swallow it. The Mekilim, there's a tshuva in the Haratzvi, which the Mekilim Saimech, which is that we make exeri, you'll swallow it on things that are made to swallow. But something that's not made to swallow, something that's only made to put in into the mouth, so why would we be machmir and have this chumra, because you might swallow it.
And
so this is the issue. What?
Not the glucose,
it's a vital timer. It's more than a 60th, and it's made for the taste, and it's a... Somebody who could should be machmir on the mouthwashes too.
How long all gel caps?
Gel caps. So gel caps are the old problem with the gel caps are the fact that the gel caps are made of gelatin, which is treif. Now the gel caps themselves, you know, those who argue are okay. It's ba'alma. They don't have taste. They really taste neutral, but they are treif. So. What? You just swallow it, so it shouldn't be a problem because it's not roi for what? So you're saying it's not roi lager. No, the hetia is not because you're swallowing it whole. No. It's made to swallow whole. It's mutter because it doesn't have flavoring. The hetia is not because you're swallowing it whole. All right. That's not because you're swallowing it. If we have a good taste and you swallow, it'll be treif. It's because it's bitter. And that's why it's mutter. Gel caps have caloric value. They have in them a value as a meichel to a person. The chametz, but it's bitter. But these things are bitter, and they're not really lachila. The gel caps are taste neutral. They don't have any taste one way or the other. The shachas machver on some of it's taste neutral, but the felt, most of the felt is makel. I don't know. I'm personally there is a kula. The Teref Chaim holds that if you swallow it whole, it's shalei kederech achila, which is mutter for chayla, shalei kederech achila. The Nevi Yehuda argues. The Pesach Tshuva brings it. He says the Teref Chaim is makel. Nevi Yehuda is machmer. Generally, we pass like the Nevi Yehuda against the Teref Chaim. And also, even Teref Chaim is only makel if it's not available in a different form. Therefore, Tylenol, which certainly is available in caplet form, it's very hard to justify people having the gel caps. And all the antibiotics, which they give nowadays all in this form, it's not plechatchila. I don't know why all the doctors insist, all the pharmacists insist on dispensing it in the gel cap form. My pharmacist knows. To me, they send in the cap form, in the pill form. It's not, as far as the antibiotic is concerned, there's not much of a difference. And the thing is, sometimes they're not even available in the other form. But I mentioned to you in the past the idea of putting it in a tissue, wrapping it in a tissue, and swallowing it. No, they're not. The antibiotics are not in. They're not in time capsules. Certain things are in time capsules. These things are not time capsules.
What's the benefit of a tissue?
Is shalei kederech achila, and there's a chitzitza between the throat and the Michael, that's called shalei kederech achila, and that's mutter for chayla. That's mutter.
What's in hand?
Okay. Glycerin and hand lotions. The glycerin and hand lotions, the story is this. They have Vaseline type lip lotions and hand lotions that have glycerin in them. I personally don't use them, but in my house, my wife uses them. The reason is because there's a chumra of sicha kishtiya, which is a chumra that Mishnah Berurah says bal nefesh yachmer al atzmai. It's a chumra in the first place, and the question of whether your glycerin is treif or not is a suffix if it's treif or not. There's another factor with the hand lotions, and that is that the hand lotions are not roi lachila; they taste very bad. So there's an argument that if they taste very bad, so just like these soaps were being makel because it tastes bad, that's mutter. So that's together, the three things together is certainly enough to be makel on. The argument is that maybe a davar pogum is only if you eat it, if it's made to put on your hand, maybe that's going to be called a davar pogum. But the place can say not that way. The place can say that it's okay, and that's why soap, we use soap without a hechsher. And if you go to Satmar, the minigan in the Satmar community, is they don't use soap without a hechsher either. I'm talking about body soap, a hand soap. They use the old white with the red streaks and blue streaks. What's it called? Rokeach, the Rokeach soap. If you go to the to Satmar Mikveh, I spent summers in Monroe, so the soaps they have there is this soap, the kosher soap, which is made of all kosher ingredients. Because that machmir, it's funny, you know, that exceeded the machmir and the gross chumra. The gross chumra, sicha kishtiya, and we pretty much are saimech that if it's not roi lachila, so you're allowed to use it. But they're arguing that no, not roi lachila is something you eat, something you use for sicha, has to be not roi lachila. And here it's roi lachila, and therefore they're. What? Sicha means you smear it on your skin. You leave it after. Maybe you have to leave it. I know Deborah Tzina Rav has a tshuva about soaps. And he's makel because not roi lachila. He's not makel because that's not called sicha. He argues. The fact is that when you soap your skin and you wash it, your skin feels different than beforehand. It's the lotion, yeah, but it's not roi lachila. You're allowed to eat it. There's no problem. You're going to go like that. Even with the ink that's chametz stick, it says that if you put the pen in your mouth, there's no problem. There's no problem. Okay, there's one other big area, wide open area, which we're going to touch on here in Sif Hei and Shach Sif Kut and Tes. And again, this is a big area in the Achrayinim, and it's not mentioned in Rishayinim, and that is the issue of Zevizeh Gairim by Chametz, which came out in a big machlokes regarding the use of milk on Pesach, which comes from cows that eat chametz. If you have cows that are fed chametz, that using their milk is created in part by the chametz that the cow eats. And therefore, that should be a shaila. The same thing, the eggs of chickens, with chickens if they're fed chametz stick. And our chumra in this area would be Rabbi Blumenkranz's crusade against mushrooms, which I have no sympathy for mushrooms. They're not one of my favorite foods. I never understood mushrooms. My mother always tried to convince me by eating it by saying they have no taste anyway. They said they have no taste anyway. Why anybody has mushrooms? So I don't know. I couldn't explain it. Yeah. So his argument that mushrooms should also be a problem. And then there's the follow-up extension to the cheeses that we have, which and the aspartame, which is sort of a second-generation argument. The aspartame, the Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, whatever they have, also has a Shiloh, which is all related to the question of Zevizeh Gairim. Now, the aspartame issue is, as I explained last year, sort of a second-generation argument. We have to go through the first level of argument, and then we'll get to the second. Now, our milk, which says Kashal Pesach on it, why do they do different with the milk that's Kashal Pesach, aside from the vitamin D issue? But as far as the milk itself, what do they do differently? So they do differently is that it comes from cows that are not fed chametz. The truth is, it doesn't matter, because as we're going to learn, our milk is all made before Pesach, all milk before Pesach, and therefore, as we're going to see, Rabu HaMekilim. Eggs are a more serious issue. We do not use eggs that are laid by chickens on Pesach. All of our eggs that you have bought in the store are all laid pre-Pesach. And what? You buy for people are makpid to buy all their eggs that they need for Pesach, which is usually quite numerous eggs and potatoes, before Pesach. You should be aware of it if you go the 6th or 7th day of Pesach into a ShopRite or into a local store and you buy eggs. It's very possible the eggs were eggs that were laid on Pesach. They could be fresh eggs. And then there is an issue. We are machmir, it's a chumrah, not to use eggs which are laid on Pesach because of the issue of Zevizeh Gairim, which we're going to learn about now. Now, obviously, it's not an ingredient. The egg doesn't have chametz as an ingredient, and it's not, in the normal sense of ingredients, it's not an issue. So let's learn the Mechaber and Shachs of Cotton Tess, and we'll see what the issue is about. Yes?
The prohibition for eating chametz at Pesach is for a Jew.
Yes.
A chicken is not a Jew.
A chicken's not a Jew, that's true. A chicken can eat as much chametz as he wants. What's the problem? The problem is something called Zevizeh Gairim, which we're going to what? The wheat is also not Jewish. Okay, we're going to learn and we'll try to understand what the problem is.
What about eating? What about the egg? What about the chicken that we shafted on?
So that's, there are certain chassidim that don't eat chicken on Pesach. And the reason they don't eat chicken, they don't eat meat, and they don't eat, some of them don't eat fish either. So they're very limited in their diet. There are certain groups of Hasidim. People generalize. Not all Hasidim have the same rules. The truth is today, right Hasidim today are not Hasidim of a particular persuasion, in the sense that as the generations go on, there are more and more people that are cultural Hasidim. They don't, in America, so it's not that way, but in America, there are more and more people, they're Hasidim. What do you mean they're Hasidim? They wear Bekesher, they wear Shreimel, they wear Bibit. Which Hasidim are they? They're Hasidim. They're not particular Hasidim of one persuasion or another. My wife used to tell me that my father was more of a Hasid, Yibad L'chaim, than Meshver. My father wore a down hat and he shaved, but he had a Rebbe and he always went to his Rebbe. Yeah, Meshver is Mishpacha, Hasidish is Mishpacha, but they're not Hasidim necessarily of one particular Rebbe. The Hasidim, they have go with Hasidish Minhagim. They go to Minhagim, they had, like they say in the Haim, with the, you know, like the father has Minhagim, the son has Minhagim. So that's also a group of Hasidim, but we generalize Hasidim have certain Minhagim. It's not really true, it's not fair to generalize. Certain things are true about all the Hasidim, but most of them are different Hasidim, have different Minhagim. There are some groups of Hasidim that are very machmir on Pesach in the things they eat. A lot of them will not eat chicken because of the fat. I can't say why. With the Pesach, it's very hard to say why. But presumably, what? Because they opened up chickens and they found wheat inside the chicken. If not in the stomach of the chicken, in the crop of the chicken, they found wheat. There are tshuvas about such situations, and therefore they're machmir on. Are not eating chicken. Now, Machmer, many of them are not eating fish. This Minigar family particularly happens to have also. My father's family, they never had a minig to eat fish on Pesach unless the fish came to the home alive, unless it was purchased live fish. Otherwise, fish was not used. And my father asked the old Kustar Rav if this has a did minig or not, and he said it did. The reason for it, people say, is because maybe the hook in the mouth had chametz in it, and there's chametz in the mouth. I don't think that's the real reason. I think the reason is they used to preserve it in the boat till it got in things which it was preserved, in which they didn't know if it had chametz or not, and maybe that's why they were machmer. But at any rate, that's the chumrah. Why shouldn't change? Because it's Pesach. That's why. So Pesach, people keep to a lot of the chumras that they have. It should always be done b'li neder and b'makom chayli. The chumras don't have a weight. And b'li is they don't have a value. I wouldn't be machmir if someone in his house cooked fish. I wouldn't consider the kalim treif. But l'maisa, these are the. Sometimes very hard for a rav to not a paskin for people. They get married, they go in, and they have these chumras. It's hard to know how far the chumras go. And when I tell people. is that kidneyus is ancient, I mean it goes back centuries, doesn't go back thousands of years. It's an older chumrah compared to the others. And by kidneyus, we're not makbid on bleus of kidneyus. Therefore, gebrachts, which we'll also make, but I don't think people have to be makbid on gebrachts on a keli she'ena ben yaymai. By kidneys, it says that a keli she'ena ben yaymai, we're not makbid on bleus of kidneyus. So the same thing should hold true on bleus of gebrachts of the keli she'ena ben yaymai, or other chumris of Pesach. Be that as it may, let's just get back to Zev Zagayrim. Yes. Fish. That's the chus. The old chus to Rav told my father all of a sudden. It should be no worse than chametz es nesachol. Yeah, you're right. It's only because people started to be machmir, and people. What? Yeah, the chicken. Chickens, they're afraid, I guess they found kernels of wheat inside. I don't know. What? Milk, it's not. The question is, why isn't it a musk issue? It's a good question. Why isn't it a musk issue? I have to think about it. But we'll see. The place came out. I don't think they mentioned the musk issue there. I don't know if it's because they're machmer in the musk or because. I'm not sure. Yes. How long earlier? I'm not. I don't know. I don't know what the mitzvah is. You're right. I don't know. But let's.
If we're worried about the egg, the chicken may have eaten. The chicken that the chef is the second day of the yard. The meat
should have the same problem. The meat of the chicken should come from the same thing. I hear. All right, we didn't even learn yet, and we already know all these things. Let's just learn the Mechaber and the Magen Avraham, and I'll try to explain. It's quite a complicated issue. Shecha shayse mechitim v'sayrim chayavim levarai. Beer, you got to get rid of the beer. You have beer made from wheat or barley. Sifhei, the last page, I guess, in your photostat. Chayavim levarai v'chei. Imhemed gavina is bechala. If you will maimed gavina, in order for cheese to cheese, it has to have something placed into it which causes it to separate the curds in the way of the that are in the milk to have to separate. So there are different things that are put in. If the thing that was put in was made out of chala, mishecha sa'irim achitim, if the thing that caused the gavina to curd is made from chametz tikka derivatives chayim levarom. Now we're not saying you have to get rid of the sheicha, we're saying you have to get rid of the cheese. So Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Tes says in hemid. Now the word here is maimid. Maimid is something which is made. What would be the right word for maimid? It's something which gives something its form. A maimid is something which gives its form. It can come in many different ways. A maimid is an ingredient which gives something its form. So, imhemid, afilu yeshvam shishim kineged achala loy batel. If something is a maimid, it's not batel even b'shishim. D'dover ha-maimid afilu be'elav loy batel. If something is maimid, it's not batel even at 1,000. The kusabis of a het, the klachot hei, d'midereis a batel. Ela midrabanan loy ha-yitzach levar, ela midrabanan osir. Right, there's a rule that the Prima Gadim says in Simen Tzadik Tes in Taruvis that Kol Yaisim Mishishim is a Drabanan. Anything that's more than a 60th is a Chumra Drabanan, including Maimit. That's the opinion of this of Eheter. Avala Tor Kasav, the Chashim Kamei Be'en Mashma, Kamei Be'enai. That no, it's not Bottle, it's Kamei Be'en. Mashma Desrile, Osim Ederaisa, Dimlai Kamei Yatar Lavare Ledaitai, Kamei Shamra B'Sif Aleph. That according to the Torah, there would be no chi of beer on something that's bottle. Will be after shleiber perches the chulin simik of ab chaylik or pasak. The davar a maimid bottle. That normally a maimid is bottle. The after shleimer holds. Will bechametz chametz which is also b'mashahu a kaparim mutter l'shaisai ayin sham. It's taken not mutter to eat, but it's mutter to own ayin sham. But davar b'teilum nega kalani ravavasa. The after shleimer can't argue with all these other rishayim. And therefore, you should get rid of these things that have a maimid of chametz. The gam b'tshuvas harashbas in mitzav tov nun maybe b'shem haram maharam chaimitz shenis chametz b'shmarei sheichar vinegar, which was made vinegar with shmarim of sheichar of chametz asher l'shoisai v'arabai kasa b'simiches maisa be'echad shebishul dvash b'chmitzai b'shmarei dvash shebishul kol hashana. Somebody, now I don't know why you would make dvash turn bitter, but somebody wanted to make dvash a bitter type of honey, so he put in shemarei dvash. The dvash arisha in Shabbat l'haya mechaimitz shari sheichar. Zavesh bishulata yarviya chamishi loy. So he had a case: someone was maimed with chametz dvash. They took some of that dvash with maimed more, some of that more, four or five times. V'hit rabbeinu Yaakov v'anichay rachar apesach l'maychray. He said, you're allowed to own it, but not eat it. The lekadosh of Shem b'chamish avol of apesach aleichad disa be'enei. The flaysi al devara. The hacha kivin de maimit chashiv kilu be'enei. But I don't understand. Some yetz a maimit is like it's be'en. Va'oy de loishayir ib Shem in alakash shor chametz. B'di'evet achar pesach nesarim. Avak shenasi lefnei pesach asal l'shayisek na ve'elu avrim akal l'shayim. So what's the teretz? How are you allowed to own something that has a maimed of chametz? This one line, the Vitzarech Loimer, is the line of this Magen Avraham, and is why the Magen Avraham is quoted widely as Magen Avraham Simin Tuf Membeis on Zev Zeh Gairim. It's because of this one line. What are we talking about asering when only chametz is there? Dim hayisham gam ke shmari devash heter havlei zev zegayim vishari. It would be zev zegayim, which is mutter, which means the fallow. We're saying in this mechaber that a maimid of chametz asers something else, even if it's less than a 60th. Which means that if I have something which was given its form because I threw in chametz, and that gave it its form, gave it its ability to become bitter or become whatever it became, that has a chashivas and it's awesome. So after Magen Avraham, zev zeh gairim, if there are two gairim, then it's mutter, then it's something which is mutter. Why is this significant? I'll tell you why. In the case of the milk, the big machmir on the milk is a tshuva of Davnei Meluim, printed in the back of Davnei Meluim. I think it's tshuva vav and zayin. Well, he's machmir on milk. He says, why? Because the cow eats chametz. The cow eats grass too. So he holds zev zeh gairim is aser, based on the following rationale. The Rashi writes that zev zeh gairim is mutter, b'chol ha'tayra kula. Why? The Rashi is going on a case where somebody takes a branch of an arla tree, and he's markiv it onto a regular tree, and that branch now gives a fruit. Is that fruit arla or not arla? It came from an arla branch. So it says yalda shesavcha b'zakeina, it's mutter. Rashi says, the Gemara says, kzev zeh gairim, that fruit came from the branch of the arla tree and the trunk of the non-arla tree. Kzev zeh gairim is mutter. Rashi says the arla is bottle. He says, bottle? Taisa says, what does bottle have to do with anything? We're not talking about bittle, we're talking about zev zeh gairim. What does that do with bittle? Zev zeh gairim, if two things cause it, it's mutter. So, no, Rashi's right. We're talking about bittle. And most Rishonim nemon that zev zeh gairim is a concept of bittle. Rav Pam used to explain this with expression that Rav Rifkin in the Sefer Tverasian coined, which is that there's bittul bekamos and there's bittul be'echus. Bittul bekamos means bittul in quantity. It means 1 in 60 is bottle. Bittul berai sometimes bottle, bittul in shishin. There's something called bittul be'echus in quality. And that is, why is a gairim aser? Because it's quality, it has a qualitative, it's less than a 60th in the mixture, but it has a quality. It made the whole thing turn into chaymet, or it made the whole thing turn into cheese. That in quality, it's not bottle. When there are two garmin, zev zeh gairim is mutter, that he called bittel, Rashi calls it bittel. He used the phrase bittel be'echos. that, and indeed it's a din bittel, and therefore Zev Zakarim is mutter because of the halachis of bittel, and that's Rishonim talk about Masechta Avodah Zarah. Comes to Avdei Meluah and he says, Zev Zakarim is mutter, why? Because of bittel. What about Pesach? Chametz is also b'mashu. So if chametz is also b'mashu, so then Zev Zakarim should be also by chametz. And Mamela, the Avdei Meluah holds, and he bases it on a not different Magen Avraham in Tav Samach Zayin, who talks about Zev Zakarim being Osir on Pesach. And from there, the Avdei Meluah has his yisoid that all of these things are Osir, because when you talk about a chicken that eats chametz, you say all year round, chickens eat bugs all year round, and we don't Osir the egg. Yeah, because Zev Zakarim is mutter all year round. Chickens eat good things, eat corn also. They eat things that are good and things that are bad all year round. There's no problem because Zev Zakarim is mutter. But chametz was in it's a mashahu. Zev Zakarim is also. That's the chumrah of the Avnei Meluah. So that's a tiny. Why not the muscatter? The fact that it's digested and changed. But I suppose that when you're talking about something being bottled, you'd be right. If you're talking about something being a gairim, I think all gairim work that way. All gairim, I don't know if the gairim is still there. I don't know. What? By where? By Arla. Well, by Arla, the branch is around. I mean, it's not in the fruit. Not in the fruit. But that's the way Arla is also. Arla is that the branch also is the fruit. Okay, I'm not sure where the musk hatter comes into play here. This is also that we're machmer on the musk for Pesach, I suspect, is the reason for it. But the what? Avaydizara is also b'mashahu, but that's only when it's be'en. Zev Zagayrim, b'bittel, b'lach b'lach, Avaydizara I think is also b'atel.
What's the problem with the part of the body?
There's another time that should be part of the body. Some people are asking. The question, good question. I'm just telling you that the Avdei Meluah is that it's a Zev Zegayrim. It causes it to come about. And therefore we should be machmer. The Avdei Meluah is another Chumra. Zev Zegayrim by Davos Hashem Atirin. It's all the Shitasa. He's plugging in the rules of Bittel. So mainly as all the Chumras of the rules of Bittel should apply, and this is from where this comes. Now, of course, one of the big time is where was everyone before the Avnei Meluim? They didn't drink milk before the Avnei Meluim, they didn't eat meat, they didn't have chicken, they didn't have all these things. It's a very stark time. Rav, what? Yeah, they never refrigeration, all the more reason. So, Avnei Meluim will say, you're right, nobody ever drank milk. I don't know. But, for Lamaisa, this is the reason for the Chumrah. And what we do is with Saimech, remember, Chametz before Pesach is bottle. So with Saimech, the Chachma Sadam first of all says milk is mutter. He says, I am Magen Avraham, Tuf Membeis. He says, Sivkat and Tzadik Tes, which is a printing error. He says, Sivkat and Tes, which is this Magen Avraham, where he says that the Zev Zegarim is mutter. Could be he means Dafka before Pesach. But Lamaisa, that's why we're makel on the dinim of Zev Zegayrim as well. The aspartame is a little bit worse and a little bit better. And in a way, it's better and in a way, it's worse. The aspartame obviously made before Pesach.
Zev Zegayrim
is making
a difference. It has to be, we don't care which one, the quantity of each one. Doesn't make a difference, much less the grass.
Oh, that's very important. The Chachma Sadim says, Loi Oid. Even if a cow would eat only chametz, since the body of the cow is also a gairim, the guf of the cow is a gairim, you can't take grass and turn it into chametz. With all the machinery they have today, you can't take grass and turn it into chametz. You need the body of the cow in order to change it into chametz. So he says, even if it would be pure chametz, since you need the body of the cow, that's also zev zeh gairim. That's the Chachma Sadim.
But what about the milk? The milk is machine. It's the
name, the milk
is not good. The milk.
I mean, the cheese doesn't make it turn into cheese. The cheese is just the recipient of the The milk is created by these two things. Here, the milk is turned into cheese by certain things. It's not the body of cow is not the milk. The body of cow creates the milk together with the cheese is not the same. Now, let me just explain just before the aspartame has a chsarn and a maila. The chsarn of the aspartame is that aspartame, first of all, is not a chametz issue. It's a kidneyous issue. There's no issue of chametz at all. The aspartame is made purely, in a sense, it's made purely from kidneyous, in the sense that it's made from corn, into which they pour what they give a name, an enzyme. They call it an enzyme, they pour it in, and that enzyme sits with the aspartame, and then it changes it into with the corn, and it changes it into aspartame. And that is the heter that's what's the heter that's used? So they call it, they give it a name, something like the cow heter. That the way they phrase it, I don't like it so much. But those who Paiskim or Mekel phrase it the following. They say, what are enzymes really? They're really living organisms. These living organisms eat the cow, eat the corn, and their body, you can't call it a body, their cells change it, and basically, what is aspartame? It eats the cow, it eats the corn, and it excretes aspartame. Now, they don't want to package it as the excretion of a living organism, but that's basically what it is. That's what an enzyme is. And based on that, they're makel. Now, to look at a microscopic cell as a kid, and based on that, they're makel. Now, to look at a microscopic cell as a kid, a cow, the way they phrase it is not really halachically such a solid thing to talk about. What they could talk about is the fact that it's a zeves agoyrim, and zeves agoyrim is really mutter, and therefore there's a heter, because it's a mixture of a liquid. If you would look at it, you wouldn't see any living creature. See a mixture of corn and a liquid that they pour in, and they let it sit for a long time, and then, presto, they get aspartame. It reacts, or whatever word you would use, and you get aspartame. So it's something where right of the ingredients are kidneyous. If you measure by volume, right of the ingredients are kidneyous. It's right kidneyous. Right of the ingredients are kidneyous and the enzyme. And so their het is based on this thing, the fact that kidneys is a chumra in the first place. And the fact that it changes its form is a heter. Now I have to tell you, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan would be matir Diet Pepsi. Even though Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan never saw Diet Pepsi, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan gave out a letter, something akin to this letter in his day. He said, kidneyus, avada, we're machmer on kidneyus, yidna machmer, even though there's no solid reason for it, the reason is it's a minig Yisrael. But corn oil, he said, what's wrong with corn oil or corn syrup? It's not the kidneyus, it's a derivative, it's enough that we're machmer on corn, we're not the machmer on corn syrup, on corn oil. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan said. And as I suspect will happen with this letter, the letter will go around, Talmid Chacham will learn it, they'll say he's right, and then everybody will be machmir at home again, and nobody uses corn syrup today, no one uses corn oil. Akadekach, you used to use peanut oil. Peanut oil. So peanut oil, Ramesha gave out a letter. Ramesha gave a letter to the Chafkei when they gave a heter on planters, to the OK when they gave a heter on planters, that peanuts, are they kidneyous, aren't they kidneyous, not borer. Because it's hard to find Hilchus kidneyous, so it depends on the two different reasons for kidneyous. Does it apply to peanuts? So Moshe writes, even if you machmer on peanuts, you don't have to machmer on peanut oil, unless you know you have a minik to be machmer. How can anybody know they have a minik to machmer on peanut oil? You know, peanuts didn't exist in Europe. The peanuts are an American thing. So they manufactured peanut oil for a year or two. I don't think they do it anymore, because it's Pesach. Pesach with machmer. Pesach with machmer. But the aspartame, so if you want to go with the spirit of Pesach, with the way we're machmer on everything else, aspartame really should be the same thing. Some people want to say, look, you want to know min adin, is there a reason to be makel? Absolutely. There's certainly a makom to be makel. Someone wants to be makel, you can be makel. And the thing is, though, there's an alternative to aspartame. So people want to be on diets, There's something called seltzer, which also is a Splenda is an interesting thing. Splenda is not an enzyme created thing. Splenda is a mirror molecule of sugar, and it's not made by enzymes. Presumably that's of an issue. How they engineer it, I have no idea.
Okay.
The thing is this, the there's one. All right, what should I tell you? There's one remaining issue that's negated is Eves Agoyer, which I guess we're going to leave for Mitzvah Shem for next week.